We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amin Yom Hilchos, Shabbos, Simin Shin Yud Chesif, Dalid, says the Mechaber, Tavshel Shin is Bashel Kol Tzorcho, an item which was completely cooked, Yesh Ro Mishum Bishel Im Nitzdan, and if it cooled down, you are not allowed to cook it again, that is prohibited, Mishum Bishel. The Ramal comments, V'yesh Omrim Davkim Nitzdamik V'yafalo. Some say it is only if, through this extra cooking process, after it has cooled down, you will improve it as well. However, if it will not improve, it is completely cooked and will not improve even with another cooking, then it will be permissible. V'im lo nisbashel kol tzarcho, if it has not been cooked completely, afil nisbashel k'machol ben drusai, even if it is one-third cooked or half-cooked, as we saw earlier, that sometimes, according to some, that makes a nafkamina for shehiya or hachazara, shayach bo bishel afilu ba'odo roseach. It is still prohibited, mishum bishel, even if it is still hot, meaning unless it is completely cooked, you are not allowed to cook it anymore on Shabbos. V'hani mi l'shiyesh bo bishel achar bishel b'tavshel shiyesh bo marak. This is only true, this prohibition of bishel achar bishel, of cooking it once it has been cooked, is only true if there is liquid in it. Aval davar shenis bashel kvar v'hu yavesh, a dry item which has been cooked, mutar l'shrosa b'chamim b'Shabbos, you are allowed to place it into a hot item on Shabbos. V'im hu davar yavesh shelo nisbashel milifnei haShabbos, if it is a dry item which was not cooked before Shabbos, ein shorin osa b'chamim b'Shabbos, you are not allowed to put it into a hot item on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the definition of nitzdanin, it has cooled down, is only if it has gone below yatzel lettuce bow. But if it has cooled down from the hot temperature that it had, but it remains above yatzel lettuce bow, that is not considered to be cooled down, and you would be allowed to warm that back up. We will see the Ramah later on in Siv Tezvav holds that as long as it has not been nitzdanin lagamre, as long as it has not cooled down completely, then we can be makil, and there is no bishel achar bishel. The Mishnah Berurah also comments that if a non-Jew cooks an item after it has been cooked, if it was already Machal Ben Drusai, then B'dieved, you could benefit from this food which has been cooked by the non-Jew, because as we said earlier, whenever there is a suffix, whenever there is a Machlokas HaPoskim on an issue, B'dieved, we will be Makel on Maise Shabbos, or through a non-Jew. So here, you'd be able to rely on those Poskim who say that once it has hit Machal Ben Drusai, it is already considered to be cooked, and there would be no Isser of Bishal Achar Bishal. The Mishnah Berurah explains to us the difference between a liquid and a solid in terms of bishel achar bishel is that a liquid, once it cools down, it is batal mimenu bishul arishon. It is like it was never cooked in the first place, as opposed to a dry item which never loses its cooked status. What is the definition of a liquid versus a solid? It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that if you had a solid and you poured out all of the liquid, then it will be permissible. However, if some of the liquid remains in that solid, you cooked a chicken in some sauce, if you pour out the sauce and some of the sauce remains, that would still be considered to be a liquid item. Rav Moshe says in a case of a shasat chak gadol, one can be makil as long as rov, the majority of this food, this mixture, is a davar yavesh, is solid. You could be makil as a prima gadim, brings the words of the Minchas Kohen, who says we always go based on rov in this situation. However, once again, this is only bishasat chak gadol. As well, in the following case, if you have a meat which has some gravy or something like that which has congealed, and now you know that when you heat it up, the gravy is going to turn back into a liquid, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes Zayin, we'll see later on, sounds like that is mutter. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this is only if the gravy came from the juices of the meat. However, if it was something which the liquid came from the outside, such as noodles which have water on it, that would be considered a davar lach. Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman have a machlokes about ketchup. Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that ketchup is a davar lach, whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach thinks that ketchup is a davar yavesh.